Yes, there's definitely a difference between quarantine and isolation. The main goals of a quarantine situation, basically you're going to just separate and kind of restrict your movements, you know, so you decrease your risk of exposing other people if you are, you know, decrease their risk of exposures to a contagious person or something like that. The state has placed lots of people into quarantine, you know, and recommending that they stay there within 14 days. And, you know, really, they're just trying to kind of slow their movements down to just the bare essentials of what they need. It's not a full-on you're locked down. Now, that's where isolation really comes in. And isolation, you know, really wants to just completely separate individuals from the community itself. That's what we saw in China. There was lots of reports over there that they were, you know, isolating people in hotels and things like that because they could control access in and out, and then those people were all isolated there from the rest of the population. There's very few people, you know, right now that are really in full isolation, except for those cases that are less severe that are still at home. Those people have been essentially placed in isolation, but otherwise the other isolation patients are all in tertiary medical centers in, say, Wichita, Kansas City, and other medical centers up in Johnson County.